Chapter 9, Extended Tapping, Releasing Fear of Failure. If you will be irritated by every rub, how will you be polished? Rumi. Too often we create a big story around what will happen if we try something and fail. When we use tapping to release its negative emotional charge, we are no longer stuck in fear. Instead, we can trust in our dream and take positive action towards them. With tapping, our goal is to change the way we react to disappointment, not to never feel disappointed again. Focus on something that you would like to do or make or have happen in your future. When you think about it, ask yourself, what story do I tell myself about what will happen if I try and fail? Next, ask yourself, how is procrastination keeping me safe? Is it allowing me to avoid failure? Is it protecting me from the disappointment I feel when I fail? Is it protecting me from the harsh way I treat myself when I make a simple mistake? And tune in to the feelings, especially the feeling of trying something and that fear of failing, and rate the intensity on a scale from 0 to 10. And let's begin now by taking a nice deep breath. Tapping on your karate chop point, repeat after me. Even though I'm scared to try, I honor how I feel, and I give myself permission to relax. Even though I'm scared to try, I honor how I feel, and I give myself permission to relax. And last time, even though I'm scared to try, I honor how I feel and I give myself permission to relax. Eyebrow, I'm scared to try. Side of eye, what if I fail? Under eye, what if I disappoint others? Under nose, what if I disappoint myself? Under mouth, I can't try. Collarbone, I might fail. Underarm, and that's way too risky. Top of head, it's better to not try at all. Eyebrow, it's easier for me to stay where I am. Side of eye, I'm not happy. Under eye, but I'm comfortable. Under nose, I want more. Under mouth, but I'm scared of the cost. Collarbone, I'm scared of the unknown. Underarm, part of me wants to stay where I am. Top of head, and part of me wants to take a step forward. Eyebrow, I've created a story in my mind. Side of eye, that if things don't go as planned. Under eye, I won't be able to bear the disappointment. Under nose, I've created a story in my mind. Under mouth, that it's safer to just think about my dream. Collarbone, rather than take action. Underarm, because things may not go as planned. top of the head. This fear has left me stuck. Now go back to the eyebrow point and simply tap on the point as you think about that story that you've created of what could happen if you failed. What could happen if you try? Just think about it or name it out loud as you tap. Perfect. Now moving to the side of the eye. Same thing. What's the story you tell yourself? Name that fear out loud. Then underneath the eye. Underneath the nose. Chin point. And that's it. Just think about that fear. Talk about that fear, that story. Collarbone. Under the arm. And on top of the head. If you'd like, you can pause here to continue tapping and expressing how you're feeling in your story. Or if you feel ready, continue by tapping on the eyebrow point and repeating after me. I've been scared of taking action. Side of eye. Because it might not go as planned. Under eye. But no great story has ever gone as planned. Under nose. I am open to an adventure. Under mouth. I'm open to making this fun. Collarbone. And if I face disappointment, underarm, it becomes one chapter of a greater story. Top of head, I've been telling myself an old story. Eyebrow, that if I try and fail. Side of eye, then it means I'm not good enough. Under eye, then it means all is lost. Under nose, I notice this irrational fear and belief. Under mouth, and I replace it with reassurance. Collarbone, no matter what happens. Under arm, I have my own back. Top of head, no matter what happens, I'll be okay. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, notice how you feel. Again, rate the intensity of your fear of future failure on a scale from 0 to 10, and you can keep tapping until you feel the desired relief. Or simply take a moment now to notice what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and to appreciate the shift.